let's say we're going to take the next 20 minutes and talk about two stories about, my God, do you ever learn? Okay.
Okay.
Let us begin with Anthony Weiner. So, he, several years ago, 3 years ago, he tweets pictures to a young woman of his
apparatus.
Well, I was going to say of his body.
All right.
Because there were some shots of just shirtless.
Sure.
And then they got a little more involved, as it were. And there were pictures that he sent. Okay. So then he gets. Well, and those, we should say that at least it was covered.
Right, covered.
There were just. So he leaves Congress and he says, "All right, I'm out. I'm gone." About 3 or 4 months ago, right?
Yeah, last summer. Earlier this year, rather.
Said, yeah. "I'm going to run for mayor of New York. We're going to come back. I'm going to make a political comeback." And by the way, look, I know those things are out there. There may be more out there, but I'm a new man, and this is
sure.
this is what's it happened. Sure. So we thought, oh, okay, fine.
Yep.
So then, yesterday, a website by the name of The Dirty gets pictures of Anthony Weiner and explicit text messages sent to it. This one actually of an exposed penis,
right?
It's very explicit, obviously.
Let's just say that Mike has just raised his eyebrows.
Yes. I don't know. Well, go ahead. Keep going. I mean, you know.
Well, I don't know. I was trying to give the listener an idea of actually what we're talking about,
right.
Instead of using the term apparatus.
It's a clinical term.
Apparatus.
Rather than being
it's a clinical term. Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah. So
anyway, Senior Danger then did what?
Senior Danger then says, "Well, look, I told you they were going to come out." And then the issue of timeline came into being.
Yes.
And timeline was the fact that these were not pictures from before he left Congress. No, these were pictures a year after he left and 6 months before he announced his run for mayor of New York City, bringing up a question in many people's minds of, well, haven't you learned from your mistakes? Number one. Number two, how can you be so stupid to do this again? And three, really, you're going to run for office and have this out there? Okay, so he holds a press conference yesterday with his wife, who spoke for really the first time, I believe, on the situation, and Huma Abedin, who I thought was very strong and did a terrific job in a very difficult situation, and he said, "Look, I'm not leaving this race. I am a political force, and I'm staying in this race." Alan, we'll start with you.
Dr. Freud said that character was set at 4 years old and never changed.
Yeah, maybe in this case about 12 or 13.
You can believe this or not believe it, but I happen to believe in it. I also believe that he should stay in the race. I'm going to take a somewhat controversial position here. Unlike all of the newspapers with their holier-than-thou attitudes, condescending, holier-than-thou, spit-down-the-hill attitudes, and say, hey, let the people decide. If the people say, we're all human, this guy has this this character flaw, but we think he would be a good ruler, he would be a good mayor, we can have him. And so we should have him. So he stays in. I think that it is a truism of politics that if you are running against somebody like Weiner, you hold your ammunition, so to speak. You don't let it out until it really counts, because otherwise they say, oh, that's old stuff, you know. And so you wait until the end. I'm sure that's what's going on now. I'm sure that, you know, his opponents are out there doing what they're supposed to be doing in terms of winning elections.
This came just as the polls started to slide a little bit for him. Mm-hmm. He was leading the polls, and then he went down slightly, and then this comes in.
It's unclear,
right?
You know, poll to poll, depends who they talk to.
Yeah.
Polling, as we all know, is an art. and
yeah, I saw that the pictures yesterday.
Yeah, did you?
Oh.
You know, the latest poll was a New York Times Siena College poll. Our local Siena College is now partnered with the New York Times for the first time, and this is the topic that they're polling about. And they showed Wiener was still ahead of other candidates, Democrats and Republicans in the race. There'll probably be another poll very quickly, and that'll really be telling.
Yeah, because, Mike, I think it's clear that the field is not appreciated by the voters who are being polled. And one way of telling everybody where to get off is to say, hey, we don't like this field, and so we'll go for the guy who you don't want us to like.
Yeah, I mean, I think, though, that the editorials and some of the commentators that have called for Wiener to get out of the race have cited the integrity issue. He has repeatedly lied about this, and he's hiding behind the assertion when he ran for office, saying this is all behind me. Some other things will come out, but this latest incident that was cited yesterday, which he admits is an accurate portrayal from that website, the Dirty. It happened after he had been back, through therapy with his wife, and they had a child, and it was so recent that it does raise the question on whether he has some kind of compulsion or disorder. And I'm not a psychologist, so I can't really make that assertion. But he has some issue that he hasn't completely worked out yet, and maybe is this the guy you want as mayor of the greatest city in the world and representing New York City internationally and nationally? I think those are legitimate questions, and you're right. Ultimately, maybe the polls will start to show that he has a swell of support, or he has or it's declining.
You know what?
Why are you laughing?
Nothing. I just can't look at Ray.
What Alan said many times in this context, I think, is true, in that it just reflects what a very weak mayoral field it is. And I don't think this kills his chances, to be honest with you.
No, I don't think, and I was not a bit surprised that he decided to stay in the race. I mean, at that point, what have you got? You've already been quote unquote disgraced once. I mean, what's another time? If anything, you're better equipped to deal with it. I find great interest in what Mike said, though, of when it comes to integrity and when it comes to what kind of person this is you started off your comments, Alan, by talking about of character. And so then you have to broaden it out and say, okay, but does that preclude you from being a good mayor? Does that keep you from running the city? Does that keep you from being a good congressman? Mm-hmm. And I guess that is up to the voters. I don't know the answer to that, although I do know that for me as a voter, it would give me pause.
Oh, yeah.
Not the first time. But certainly when it happens again, as Mike indicated, after he had, quote-unquote, gone through the redemption.
I would like to just make one small minor correction,
yes.
I think, to what Mike said. He said, that he has basically said this stuff is right. No, he didn't. He said some of it is right, some of it is wrong.
Well,
which leads us back to his lying the first time. And getting into all that trouble, not for doing it, but for the lying.
Right.
But I want to say one other thing. We were on a train in Italy many years ago, in fact, 9/11. And we were in a compartment. We couldn't speak Italian, but we were all trying very hard with this full car. And I mentioned Berlusconi, and they all began to laugh. And they all went, yeah, they made gestures with their hands, fanning the air, and saying, oh, he'll win, he'll be there. Now we see Berlusconi, who managed to be prime minister for a long time of that country, on serious charges of having recruited prostitutes for his parties, and six of his compatriots are all going to jail, and the rest of it didn't stop him from running the country.
Well, was it run well? Or
I don't know.
It gets down to that whole discussion that we've had previously when I've been on this panel with you about whether someone's outside activities, let's say, can be trumped, using your term.
Trumped, I like it.
Right, using your term, by the quality of how they can lead and at a time when you need that expertise. I mean, does, you know, Bill Clinton, you know, everybody keeps talking about Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton.
Sure.
In relation to the Anthony Weiner situation, because he was able to come out of it and he was able to do extraordinary things after it. And, you know, but maybe he had done extraordinary things before it and people were ready to give him a bye. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like Spitzer, you know, maybe he did so many good things that we should give him a bye on this one and let him. But what, you know, what do you think?
Putting morality aside, as a voter, I think the decision is one. You know, you would decide. Well, do I think that this person has the common sense necessary to run the show? In other words, you know, as a politician, I think it would probably be fairly simple logic to say you don't tweet pictures like that.
It is extraordinary.
But I mean, so then I think as a voter, you got to say, yeah, well, you know, his common sense is pretty bad in this area. Will it be bad in other areas that affect my pocketbook or my taxes or my sewers or anything else?
Well, you know, and I think you're I think you're right, absolutely. And also taking a look at what Mike just said of the connection that's so often made with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton had an extramarital affair. It was between Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. Obviously, it was in the Oval Office and the West Wing.
Yeah, you don't.
And that's not good. And yes, and he lied. And there are serious issues there that were dealt with in an appropriate manner.
And he leaves the office, Joe, as the most popular president in the history of the presidency.
Right.
With a budget surplus.
But here again, I think, and maybe this is parsing it too much,
yeah,
but I think, and because I've heard you talk about this, Alan, and I agree with you, I think that the people can see that and say, okay, you've made an error, you have had an extramarital affair, you have hopefully learned a lesson and this will not happen again. But you look at this situation, there is something skeevier about it when you, if that is a word, when you're taking pictures, you've been caught,
yeah, yeah,
and then you take pictures that are even more explicit, yeah, than the first, yeah, ones, and you have a trail, and you don't do anything to quote-unquote take care of it.
Well, you know, poor Scott Ritter, who, you know, I always thought was a hero when it came to exposing what was going on in Iraq and the Iraq War and weapons of mass destruction. He gets into trouble here, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, gets into some trouble here in Albany.
Yes.
Gets sort of caught, but beats it. He gets out of it.
Right.
And then
charges were dropped.
Does it again. And goes, I believe, prison.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So again, what you're pointing out here is character is character. People, you know, people make the same mistakes again and again. That's why George Pataki is testifying in court, literally as we speak, because he said, "Look, you can't take a child molester or a sexual pervert and change them. You can't." And therefore, I set up the civil commitment thing, which you may remember I opined against here on this station because I said, hey, you want to put them in jail for the rest of their life? Make that the law. If that's what it takes to keep them there, make that the law. But don't say you go to jail and the minute you step out of the jail, we're going to come up with a civil confinement thing. I was right then. I'm right now. And he's facing some tough questioning here.
And I think, you know, this is – and Ray mentioned this before. I think we want to – and maybe this is pie in the sky and maybe this is, you know, too naive to think. But you would like to think in the face of the day-to-day running of the city of New York that the person who is at the helm – certainly, I think we've all said both positive and negative things about Mayor Bloomberg. But you have an idea that this guy, from the time he gets up to the time that he goes to bed, is working on running the city. You don't want to think that in a crisis of Hurricane Sandy or the Superstorm Sandy or, God forbid, an attack on the city, you know, that the guys in the gym taken pictures of himself and sent them off.
Yeah, well, wait a second now. Wait a second now. You know, a few years ago, not that long ago, we would have said of a politician that they're unelectable because they live with their girlfriend. Oh, terrible. They live with their girlfriend. Am I right about that?
Yeah, norms have changed.
Yes, norms are changing.
Well, there's a big difference. Yes. I mean, like, look at Gary Hart thrown out of the race is nothing now.
Yeah.
Plenty of politicians have survived these kinds of scandals and succeeded.
This is, I'll admit, a bit over the top.
As I said, it's skeevier. I mean, well, there is a thing where I think as a voter that you have that it would give you pause and would put some question into your mind. And also, I think it's unfortunate for the race in New York City that now this becomes the issue as opposed to the very real issues that the city faces.
Well, let me put it this way: I would not vote for him. I don't live in New York. I wouldn't vote for him. I don't like him. I never liked him. However, I do think that the pious and the condescending and the editorial boards, which are calling for his ousters, are misplaced. Let the voters decide on this. And I don't know who else I would vote for down there because I don't like the lot of them.
Well, I mean, it is a distraction, though, having him in the race. If he's not qualified and a lot of people don't like him, maybe he ought to step aside and let the others battle it out. I mean, when, you know, after 9/11, when Giuliani left office and a lot of people had come to, even some of his biggest opponents had come to appreciate the way he led the city during that crisis. We're kind of looking at Bloomberg and saying, oh, I don't know how he can ever fill the shoes. And I think, you know, Bloomberg has his negatives also, and there's a lot of opponents, but I think people are now accept him as the mayor of the biggest city in the world,
and he has risen to the occasion.
and he has elevated things, and he's done some controversial things, but he has really stepped up to it. And to, you know, maybe Wiener needs to step aside and let somebody step up to that role, because his recent past is going to be such a distraction for so long.
And also, I mean, even, let's face it, we talk about Bill Clinton leaving office as the most popular president, and that's true. But a conversation about Bill Clinton, it doesn't take long before somebody brings up Monica Lewinsky.
And by the way, it wasn't only Monica Lewinsky.
Right. Absolutely. And I, you know, and I just think, to your point, if you're going into office where that for an entire term and maybe more, you're always going to be perceived that way no matter what happens. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's good, bad, but it seems to tarnish that office.
Well, you know, it will eventually. We stop talking about Monica Lewinsky except in longer conversations where you're talking about his whole past, Clinton's whole past. But Clinton is not immediately identified with Monica Lewinsky.
Well, they still make jokes on The Tonight Show. I mean, it's 2 seconds
so
in before.
So what?
Well, I mean, it's part of the conversation.
Okay, but let's go through the list of presidents. Dwight Eisenhower, one of the greatest presidents in the history of this country, a great man. And, you know, we pretty well know what went on there. You know, the Roosevelts, please. You know, so look, people are human beings.
Yeah, but
50% of the marriages in the United States end up in divorce. And much of that is over sexuality. We know that. So who are you guys to look your noses down at this and say he shouldn't distract?
Because it's marketing. Because it's marketing. Because it's different in how you and I mean, okay, the joke. All right. If the guy's name wasn't Wiener, would this be as
hilarious?
As right.
Well, maybe he did it because his name is Wiener. We don't know that.
Well, look. Well, I mean, even he said, and even he said at the beginning, but then that becomes the issue, and it becomes the joke, and it becomes national news, and it becomes the discussion as opposed to other issues that are on the agenda.
Well, it's probably taking a lot of heat off Elliot Spitzer's run for comptroller. That's probably
well, right? But well, except that you know they're just dogging him, asking for a comment on it. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about other issues and other people who make mistakes, and you wonder why they make them again. We'll be back in after this short break from NPR.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jean Cochran.
Welcome back to our roundtable panel for this 26th of July. I'm Joe Donahue, along with Mike Spain, associate
24th
editor.
24th of July.
The
right?
24th of yeah. July. I apologize.
Oh, I thought I missed my birthday.
Yeah.
Yes.
I missed some payments. You know. I'm pretty much up on this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had the headphone cord over the date that I had written down. It looked like a six.
I'm just
telling Ray that he can expect a piece of literature from me.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, excellent. Oh, great. Well, good.
My termination letter. It's finally arrived.
Yay!
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations. Man,
have a
good
man.
Mike Spain is the associate editor of the Times Union, an esteemed publication, and why he's with us, I have no idea.
No, I mean, we're doing our best to dent that image, eh? Yes.
Ray Graff, of course, is here, as is Alan Chartok. Good morning, and welcome back to our conversation. We have been talking at length about Anthony Weiner and his campaign for governor. For mayor of New York City.
Governor's next.
We have a lot of letters.
Oh, really?
Yes. let me share some with you. Why don't you? Whenever your panel discusses the mayoral race in New York City, you say how weak the field of candidates is. I want to say that Bill de Blasio is a very good candidate. I'm voting for him as my council person in Park Slope, Brooklyn, and now as public advocate. He's done a very good job. He's progressive with great values, who stands up and works for what he believes in. Please don't paint all the candidates with the same brush.
Fair enough. Fair enough. That's good criticism.
Right sure. of reply?
Go.
Right of reply, go.
He ain't going to win.
Well, that doesn't make him a bad candidate,
no.
though.
No, I agree with the letter.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Fred writes, I feel like I'm attending the first annual WAMC Double Entendre Fest. Congratulations on your restraint. I am waiting for the first panelist to pass coffee through his nose. It's already happened, I believe. Thank you for the bonus laughs. Well,
yeah.
Thank you, and
sure.
I'm glad you can feel our
Don't
pain.
Thank us. Thank Carlos.
James writes in and says, I'm sorry, Jim in Waterford writes in and says, Weiner is an arrogant jerk, and Allen's promotion of him and Spitzer borders on the sycophantic. Both of these men have demonstrated their personality flaws again and again.
Wait a second. I said he had a personality flaw. I said he had character issues, and I said I wouldn't vote for him. Now, how, I mean...
You did say all those things.
You did. You're just defending his right to be on the ballot
That's
and wage
right.
a race.
Let the people decide, I said.
And then Sarah of Gilbert, Massachusetts, writes, it seems to me over and over that all the discussion of sex and our political hopefuls masks the discussions of what really matters. These guys, Weiner, Spitzer, Sanford, whoever else, may have sexual compulsion issues, but the important point is they are liars. We don't even dare hope that most politicians are actually honest, but these guys are self-proclaimed, in-your-face liars. It's boggling to the mind that voters are willing to line up and elect people they know are going to lie and cheat. Maybe a little more focus on this than the apparatus would be valuable.
Great
well, she
letter.
Makes a good point.
Great letter.
Yeah, it's a good point, except that, you know, we say this, we bring up Bill Clinton again, and we say, okay, yes, he lied. But we were more accepting of it because it was a lie to protect a marriage. Did you have sexual relations? Nah, I didn't. Well, you did.
People are more forgiving about those kinds of things. You
As
know.
Opposed yeah. to, and if there is to be, and there is a point to her letter of, well, there is a great point to her letter, but of saying that with lying comes cheating. You know, do those two necessarily go together? And I don't know if that is fair.
Hmm. Well, you know, it's a great letter. I don't have any question about it. But I do think that there is a division between sexuality and people preserving marriages and doing what they have to do in order to get on. I mean, I love the fact that Hillary and Bill are still together. I think that's great. They did what they had to do to get through. But there are moralists and people who say this is the way it all has to be. And what can I tell you?
Well, that's a voter. I'm not going to vote for that person.
Yeah. Whether their behavior having nothing to do with their governing and their official mm-hmm. capacity, whether their behavior on the side is an integrity issue that would would sort of define how they might handle something in the public sector. You know, can the two be completely isolated and put in their own silos? I think a lot of people believe it has happened, you know, where someone could be on the side but still be a good leader.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the greatest president that this country, maybe Lincoln, the greatest country that president this country has ever seen. And I don't know, my mind seems to be going blank for some reason.
Well, he misled people in a couple of ways. One is about his own physical condition. You know, he would not let the press acknowledge that he was
sure. They carried him around.
Yeah, and then he did have an extramarital affair during his presidency.
At least one, and probably several.
Yeah. But I mean,
there is the issue, and I buy this. I don't know whether I'm wrong in this, but I buy it that okay, but that was accepted at the time, not the act, but the fact that the press was accepting of it. The press knew of the affair.
And they JFK?
And JFK.
They sure as hell knew about that.
They knew about that. And
Nelson Rockefeller?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was a different time. We are under new rules, and as we said earlier...
Wait a second. Are the new rules tougher or laxer?
I think...
The press is going to go with anything they can.
Yeah,
in a 24-hour news cycle.
And you and I have the ability through Twitter and Facebook to have as much damage on these people than anyone else. I mean, if we see a senator at the perfume counter with a woman who is not his wife at Nordstrom's in Boston, and they are making a purchase, and you take video of that as they are canoodling, as the Post would say, and then you put that up on your site and make a YouTube video out of it. Well, that's part
for the course, but that doesn't mean that human nature has changed, that it's not allowed, or that we're going to be stricter than we've ever been with these folks.
Well, we used to say that if a politician wore it on his sleeve, his family values, and was always with his family and had his wife with him every Sunday going to church and all that, and then you found out that he was really having these
canoodling.
That was more relevant than somebody who didn't portray it that way. You know, it wouldn't be. And then we were making these judgments, we alone in the press, because we had the control of the whole thing. Well, now it's out there, as Joe says, and the press is only reacting to what's going on in Twitter, and they're participating in it, but they're not driving it.
I don't know.
Any individual can catch anything and start a wave going.
Oh, I don't know. I think you guys
There's been a democratization of the mass media.
I don't know. I got to tell you a story, but I don't know if it's relevant or not. You'll let me.
All right. Well, we'll tell you after the fact.
There used to be a restaurant in downtown Albany. It's not here. It started with O and ended with S. And Ogden's. Okay.
Yes.
So I go in there one day, and there is a state senator, and he's with somebody he shouldn't be with. And it was amazing, just amazing. It's as if the Red Sea had parted. And all, you know, everybody else, all the other senators were coming in, and they were slapping each other on the back, and they were hugging, and they were making this big sort of, you know, mess about it. This guy was invisible. So, I mean, I think that the social system in that case protected him because everybody knew that you ignore this. It didn't happen. It wasn't there.
Okay.
So that's changed. Yeah.
Okay, but it's accepting, but it seems that he was in the scenario that you just painted.
Yes.
I would argue that the environment he was in would be accepting, where it would be different if he was at a restaurant where the general public was there.
They were there. We were there. I was there.
Okay.
No. I accept your critique.
But you're not gonna take out. I mean, because you don't want, as a public figure, you don't want to be
what
the person who is responsible for getting involved in that, right?
No. Also, I think it depends. There's a sort of a step ladder here. You know, if it's a president or if it's a mayor.
By the way, I thought that story was very relevant.
Yeah. Remarkably so. Actually.
Maybe it's the drugs. So, but maybe.
Wait a minute. It's hour number 20 of the telethon, and here comes Jerry Lewis.
No, but I think mayors and presidents and people in elections, you know, usually you don't see this kind of thing with assembly people and senators. It's interesting. There's a sort of a graduated level of
tolerance. Are we holding them to a higher standard as they go up in their rank? Is that what you mean? Or?
Well, you know, we were talking yesterday. If we was to send, we've done this in the past, send two interns out with and say, stand on the corner and ask the first 100 people who the vice president of the United States is. And they will have no idea whatsoever. None. You get 90 out of 100 don't know who Joe Biden is,
right,
or anybody else is. Mm-hmm. And they certainly don't know who their two state legislators are. But they know who Anthony Weiner is, and you know, and there you go.
Name recognition.
You got it.
Yeah. That's why he might be so up in the polls, that some have suggested, that just name recognition alone, people will respond, you know.
Here's Anthony Weiner up in the polls.
All right.
As the coffee goes through our nose, we will we'll try to contain it, and we'll be back. I think we have a lot of underwriting to catch up with, do we? No? All right. Well, we're going to take a break anyway. There you go. We'll be right back, and we'll discuss the other story.
Other liars and cheats.
Right after this short break.
Support for WAMC comes from Saugerties Furniture. Saugerties, family-owned for 65 years, working to help improve sleep with Tempur-Pedic and Englander mattresses, delivery, removal, and setup throughout the Hudson Valley. SaugertiesFurniture.com. Middletown Medical, with walk-in urgent care centers in Middletown and Ellenville for the treatment of injuries and illness. Minimal wait times, evening and weekend hours, MiddletownMedical.com for insurance providers. Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival, this week, LEV from Israel arrives in the Berkshires with the avant-garde work, House, through July 28th, JacobsPillow.org for tickets. And Historic Hyde Park, New York, presenting the Roosevelt Reading Festival, 12 Roosevelt authors, including Joseph Persico and Alida Black, July 27th, historichydepark.org.
Let us talk about another issue which is taking over the, not the political world, but the sporting world, and that is, once again, the issue of steroids. And Ryan Braun, we heard about this story earlier this week, one of two high-profile players associated with an ongoing drug investigation by Major League Baseball that is centered on a now-defunct anti-aging clinic in Miami. The other is the Yankees' Alex Rodriguez.
And others,
as,
but yeah.
A-Rod. Yes, one of two high-profile players, yes.
And high-paid.
And high-paid, absolutely. Ryan Braun was suspended Monday for using performance-enhancing and drugs. The fallout made a direct hit on the Yankees clubhouse. Rodriguez has been out all season as he tries to recover from an off-season hip injury, with Braun now out for the remainder of the year and not contesting baseball's decision to suspend him. Yankee players were left to wonder early this week what would become of Rodriguez. It brings up the question of, I think Joe Girardi probably said it best, and he was just weary when he was talking about it. And he said, I'm tired of talking about, I think I'm tired of the steroids. I'm just tired of it. Just do things the right way, bottom line.
We're all that easy.
Yeah, we're all tired of it, Joe. And you know, people who, in Major League Baseball.
You mean Joe Girardi, not Joe Donahue.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
But we're all tired of it. And if people, I'm not saying Joe Girardi looked the other way, but there were a lot of people in baseball who looked the other way. So don't give me this, I'm tired of it. It's on you in baseball. It's on you.
Yes.
And it's wrecked something that I love a lot.
Now, he said if you cheat and you lie, you're eventually going to get caught. And I think that's true, although there have been this suspicion about now, by the way, we say that, you know, we don't know. He hasn't been charged or convicted of anything. But there has been suspicion around A-Rod for an extremely long time.
Now, he has admitted that before he joined the Yankees back in 2004 or 3, whenever it was, that he had used steroids. But he has claimed that he has been clean since then.
Right, but and again, even if he takes the suspension, which is probably coming or most likely coming, it's only a first offense technically. So his career is not over. I don't think he's not going to get a lifetime ban. He's going to get what Ryan Braun got, and then he'll be back. He's still getting paid.
$27.5 million a year now, on average.
I think Ryan Braun got suspended without pay, but that's half a year. Yeah. And then when he comes back, his contract goes back into effect, as I see
and
it,
also,
which is $150.
I read graduates. In other words, he was smart to take it this year because in subsequent years he's going to be actually making more according to his contract.
So it was a business decision.
It was just business.
So I want to bring it back to we got a letter from from Julio who writes, thank you for this interesting discussion. And this goes back to the Wiener thing, but I want to tie it into this story. As a professional and a leader, my main concern is not about the capacity or the ability to lead and hold the mayoral position, but the message we are sending to our kids and young adult professionals. Do we really want them to think it's okay to post in the web racy photos or for anyone to see, and that there aren't consequences of this, and that there aren't consequences for inappropriate behavior? And I think that exact same case can be made when it comes to steroids, especially, as you rightly pointed out, Ray, in a game that we love and a game that is our national pastime and a game that so is geared to children, so many children play the game and are part of the game, that becomes a focus of what we are concerned about.
The kids are idolizing some of these players, and to see this behavior, what does that do to that whole model?
Yeah,
right.
I thought you were going to reference another letter where they talked about these people are liars. That's the bottom line. They are liars. And if you look at what Ryan Braun did last year, when he got off on a technicality, essentially, where they said, well, the chain of evidence in my case was tainted. And they besmirched the reputation of the person who was doing the testing and handling the testing, and ultimately he was lying flat out that he was not using. We now know he is. Mm. They had enough evidence where he finally said, okay, no mas, I'll take the suspension.
Mm. Yes. Well, first of all, I love when you say besmirch.
Okay.
But second of all, I do think that when we're discussing a situation like that, look, We've been in this era of steroids, and again, we really have to question a player who says, I can get away with this at this point, knowing the environment that we're in, and there is such a microscope on it, and which brings up the next question.
One second, Joe, and that is that there is a certain similarity here because I did it, it caught up with me, but then what I'm totally confused about with Wiener and all the rest of them is that they continue to do it.
Right, that you do it again.
That's unbelievable.
You get yeah.
it's not about doing it the first time, and then
yeah. you say, okay, well, I'm going to go. And not that you – look, you went. You, and I mean, in Wiener's case, he lost his job. He left his job. But then he comes back and says, okay, I'm going to do this again. Ryan Braun, okay.
He was pretty much caught, but used the technicality to get out of it.
Technicality, right? He's back. He's having a good season, and they say, okay, you know, we're going to keep you. And I think, Ray, you made an excellent point earlier of people in the game looking the other way, and I think that includes fans, of course.
I think there is culpability there for sure. Absolutely.
But this business of modeling for children, we all do things which are not that good. You know, there are people who make candy cigarettes, for example, and we know that, you know, that's going to be really bad for kids.
Right.
Or, you know, something else along the same lines. And people who smoke.
Right.
People who, you know, who are abusive to their mates. You know, that's all modeling, too.
Well, different levels.
Yeah.
Quite different levels.
What? Did I say something?
No. I'm just saying
I thought I might have said something.
Well, no, I think we're all role models. But I do think, and certainly there, as a parent, there are – you have a job to be a role model for your children, of course. However, I do think when you are paid by an organization – and yes, look, A-Rod makes more than you know,
more than Allen,
one of the highest paid, one of the highest paid baseball players. But I don't know that that matters. Whether the guy's making $5 million or $200 million, to me doesn't matter. If a kid has a poster on the wall of that player, and a kid is asking for the player to sign his ball, and that player is not playing by the rules, then, yeah, I think there is something to be said about how we treat that player and what we do to that player. And you know, look, I mean, this is an extreme circumstance, but look at Aaron Hernandez.
Well, remind me of that again.
That is an extreme.
Oh, the football player who's charged with murder.
Oh, yeah, murder. Yeah.
Well, in the sense that the team then distances itself. Okay, look, you're fired. You're out. Well, you're not. You know, you're not. It isn't innocent until proven guilty. You're out. You're gone. We're going to give people new jerseys because we don't want to even have our name on them anymore.
But he's not violating the rules of the game. He's violating rules of society. I think that's a different
absolutely.
Issue.
Well, you're right. You're right.
But I think when it comes down to it, there seems to be a pattern. You know, Hernandez is an extreme. But of if you can get away with it, it's okay to do it.
Right.
And it's when I get finally caught, then I admit it, and then I turn around and try to get away with it again.
Isn't
that
endemic of the entire society
and
the crumbling Western civilization?
Let's get that quote put up on the wall. Get the date on here.
Do we have anyone who embroiders? Because we would love to have that as a sampler here in the studio.
Civilization crumbles. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Tomorrow on the round table. Rome burns, I'll fiddle.
We are going to, let's see, Myra writes in and says, yes, the new rules are in place and it's basically called feminism. An old rule, really, but now being attended to. The offending officials are, by and large, men, and thankfully more women are in positions of power or have a voice as reporters, etc., and able to call them out. Thanks for the show. So we make we leave with that point this morning.
Somebody got made happier.
And we also leave you with the information that you can contact us and share your thoughts by going to roundtable at wamc.org. Very spirited discussion this morning. And I think we got to two of the 19 articles that we
had.
We had
a lot of
topics.
We'll
get to more tomorrow, I guess.
Unfortunately, there's always another show.
That's Yeah, nice, Ray. Nice.
I like that one, too. Let's get that
You're
embroidered.
You're listening.
Another
show.
It's not that many words.
A little skip at our step as we do our broadcasting here. We, again, welcome you to join us. Roundtable, WAMC.org. The show will continue after the short break.